Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Talk the Tea with E, a weekly podcast for everyone. Join E every week right here on Blog Talk Radio as she opens up interesting conversations about everything from family, love, marriage, relationships, you name it, she's got the tea. This show is brought to you by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. As always, we hope you enjoy the show. Now sit back, relax, and get ready. It's about time to talk the tea. With your girl E.
With your girl E.
With your girl E. With
Hey lovelies, it's your girl E. Thank you for joining me on Talk the Tea with E. So, I want to talk to you guys about a couple of things that I took from my book called Pieces of Me. Anytime I talk about my affair with a married man that resulted in him leaving his wife, me leaving my then husband, us getting married, and then him leaving me for his now wife, someone is bound to mention how I can talk about the subject so nonchalantly. I can't help but to laugh a little because I used to think the same thing. Back when my husband did cheat on me, before I was the betrayed wife, I was the other woman who had her own husband and cheated. And honestly, I don't relish either role, nor do I wish them upon my worst enemy if I had one. In most cases, it really sucks to be the side chick, and it sucks to be the wife of a cheating spouse. None of it is pretty at all. There's always some sort of bitterness that you're going to face. Important to talk about the realities of both sides. Infidelity it's not a fun topic. It's very uncomfortable. And the responses to women who open up about affairs, it tends to be blameful, shameful, and projective. But this is my path and my truth, and I thank God that I don't face any of that anymore. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty of this topic. So maybe you are asking yourself, why do people cheat in the first place? Well, I can answer that for you. Some people cheat because they are bored in their current relationship. Some people, they cheat to escape the problems that they have in their current relationship. Some people cheat because they are or have been cheated on. And some people cheat because they have the opportunity to do so. I'm not going to list all of the reasons people cheat because there are so many of them. And maybe that's why so many people fool themselves into thinking they've got a good reason. It feels so individual and unique to them. And soon it begins to feel natural. Furthermore, while cheating is typically traumatic for all parties involved, there's often pre-existing trauma there too. Childhood wounds, previous toxic relationships, and wounds within the existing partnership, it often paves the way for someone to be unfaithful. Nobody wants to believe that they could be a cheater, and they don't want to believe that their partner could ever cheat on them either, but both do happen. There are both men who cheat and females who cheat. It's a lot easier for folks to hide their heads in the sand and pretend that cheating only happens among good people or bad people. No, it happens among people, period. You might think that the other man or woman is always morally right because the married man or woman that they cheated with is approached in the first place by them. So surely they feel that the marriage is over because they told me it was over. You don't want to hear about how they could have manipulated themselves into believing that, or told their person that they're cheating with that their marriage was over, making them the manipulator. You might assume, too, that they have often done this at any other time, and you will be correct. You might think that the other person, she knew about the marriage in the first place, and that might be correct as well. So let's get down to the dirt with the topic, period. I'll be the first to say that cheating is a fantasy, y'all. When I talk to people that have cheated, they still say that they deal with the fantasy and the emotional immaturity that allowed for the affair to happen in the first place. Many people fall for the fantasy of cheating because they believe that the grass is greener on the other side, or that person holds the key to their happiness. It's easy to feel resentment or disappointment in a spouse. It's easy to use it. Be honest, y'all. Secrets and lies don't make our relationship better. Ultimately, they only add layers of trauma and pain onto what's already existing. When I think back on my own affair with a married man, I remember when I used to psych myself out by believing that both of our marriages were in the ending phase in the first place. So we were doing nothing wrong. That is what made it easier for us to do, or rather what made it easier for me to do. Today, I try to be honest about what happened, and I try to stand in my truth and be honest about where I am right now today. And I admit that I was wrong. Wrong cheating with a married man and wrong cheating on my own husband. There is a lot to unpack in any toxic relationship. And each piece I talk about regarding this subject is just one small snapshot of a bigger picture. I try not to bring up the fact that I was the wife of a man who cheated on his past with me. He married me and then left me with someone else. The main thing I've learned about occupying both spaces is that you cannot make a person stop cheating flat out. Cheating is only a character flaw when a person makes it a habit. It somehow becomes a part of their DNA. And more commonly, cheating is a moment in time when a person's reserves were low and they lied to themselves about finding happiness in somebody else. Or in other words, when they fell for a fantasy because a certain connection felt so unusual and intense. It's starting back up that puppy love feeling that you once had with their, you know, your spouse, and you now have with someone else. Let me tell you the first thing right now that it's going to pass. That puppy love feeling does not last, and you will find yourself with eliminating feelings for that person that you are cheating with, just like you got with your spouse that you cheated on. And don't think for a minute that if they leave their spouse for you, you think you are so special that they won't cheat on you. I was that stupid person, y'all, that actually thought that if I married a man that was cheating on me, that he would not leave me to cheat again. That is false information. And don't think that you are special because that person who left you for another woman finds himself now cheating on them with you. What makes you think that they would not cheat on you? Why? They cheated before. What makes you special? Nothing. They know, though, that you are vulnerable and your feelings for them are still there. So why would you not be open to still being involved with them? By sleeping with the person that left you for someone else, you may be thinking about that you are getting back at the person they are with now. But guess what? You're not. Not at all. So let me give you a scenario. Listen to this. So there is a married couple. The husband had been cheating on the wife, and he leaves his wife who has children by him, right? So he's actually leaving the whole family, not just the wife. He ends up being in a relationship with a woman that he was cheating with. His wife gets a divorce, but she is still in a sexual relationship with him, mind you, who now has another family. The ex-wife does not feel bad about still messing with him. Take on it is, she was messing around when we were married, so I'm just returning the favor to her. Now, not only do they have a sexual relationship, they also talk on the phone actually almost every day. He tells her all of his business and vice versa, as if they were still in a relationship. There is a lot, y'all, that I have to say about this scenario. For one, I can't go from being somebody's wife to being the side chick, flat out. For two, he has the best of both worlds. He gets to sleep with his new girl and his old girl. For three, how does she think that she's getting back at the girl by sleeping with her man? The girl does not even know that it's going on, so she's not getting back at her at all. For four, I understand that she's hurting, and I get it. I know that hurt all too well, but you will still sleep with him. It's not making no sense at all, and it's not making the situation better. She can't move on to the better that God has for her because she does not want to let go of this dude. My take on it is, if she can pull him, she can have him, flat out. Let him go. You got to want more for yourself. Don't be nobody's sloppy second. You got to find your own self-worth because that is something that nobody can give you. Even old boy can't give it to you. Earn your respect because in this mess right here, sis, you're giving your respect away. I still was sleeping with my ex-husband after he left me. But after a while, I felt myself feeling sorry for her because at one time or another, I was her. And I know how it feels. Was it her fault that my husband left me? At first, I did say yes. Then because she knew that he was married. But after a while, I had to say no because if it would have not been her, it was going to be someone else that he cheated with. At first, I did not feel bad for sleeping with him and going back to her. In my mind, he was mine first. But after a while, I had to be true to myself that this was a holy mess. A person can only do what another person allows them to do. I had to realize, y'all, that if I stay on this merry-go-round, it will only get me more dizzier than I was. I had to be the one to end it. There were too many hands in this pot, and too many people had already gotten hurt. I didn't want to keep hurting, and even though she knew that he was married, I was a different person by then. I didn't want to hurt her anymore. Moving forward, it requires you to be honest. Whether you are being betrayed or doing the not matter if you're the person who cheated or the third person or the one being cheated on. If you want to move forward, it's vital that you are honest with yourself about what has happened and what is happening. I don't believe in the bull that another person can make you cheat, but I do honestly understand that people of different areas, they are guilty of ignoring problems within their relationship. Men, women, both of you guys, you can't hide the problem by cheating. That doesn't fix it. Those problems are inevitably going to grow, and infidelity becomes more of a risk. Because being honest with yourself might mean that you admit it's not your fault or it's not the spouse's fault that's cheating, yet you still own up to the areas in your relationship where you could have done better. What's going on in your relationship that person is cheating, are you holding yourself responsible for? Taking responsibility for that part of your wrong, it will begin the healing process. If you were the cheater or the third party in an affair, you'll need to be honest about how you even got there. What wrong beliefs about love were you holding on to? What wounds led you to find your worth in another relationship despite the fallout? You won't successfully move forward and trust yourself to make healthy decisions again until you can be honest about what really happened and the part you played in the whole thing. I was one of those people who existed in a relationship that I wished I had instead of dealing with the one that I actually had. This is a huge problem. We can't make wise choices when we're living in a fantasy. But what we really can do is figure out what we want and know our things to be a surprise to people that everyone is prone to living in a romantic fantasy. It's human nature. It's not something that's limited to naive spouses, not to selfish lovers, or gold diggers, or the other person. None of us are immune to fantasies or affairs, y'all. So none of us have the sole ownership of pain and trauma. It's easy to overlook whatever reality that somebody else faces when we're caught up in our own pain. Regardless of your role in an affair and whether or not it happened to you or if it was your own doing, you're going to need to invest in some self-work. When a partner cheats on you, if you cheat on them, or if you have an affair with someone who's already in a supposedly relationship, it's natural to doubt your own judgment. It's natural to internalize the pain and the shame of an affair and think that that's who you are. It's not healthy, y'all. The good news is that when you work on yourself, you can adopt a healthier perception about any affair in your past. You can also avoid repeat heartbreaks. But perhaps most importantly, you'll be able to handle any future heartbreak better than you've ever had. Lovelies, I promise you, you'll be able to trust yourself to love again. When I was the one who was betrayed by a cheater, I demonized them and the other person, even though I was the other person at one time. It took time for me to understand that I'm just as capable of making the same sort of poor choices. We all are. We are not perfect at all. As easy as it was to look down on the cheating partner, it wasn't honest. And if it was completely naive of me to the fact that many dysfunctional relationships were started out as affairs happened, I was in it. It was my own trauma. It was my own bond. It was my own bond. It was my own relationship, and I had to say that many, many times in order for me to understand that that was my truth. I lived it. We experience a flood of hormones, guys, and emotions in unhealthy relationships, which often leads us to confused trauma and abuse for love. We self-sabotage ourselves sometimes. That makes it very difficult to walk away. Once we understand, though, that we are all subject to forming unhealthy connections, it becomes easier to learn how to disengage and even how to avoid them. So bottom line, there's a lot to be learned in any life experience, even within our worst choices. We behave a certain way that makes our decisions in life bond and grow the way they do. And we never can assume that it's never going to happen to us. But we can assume that when it does happen to us, we will not make that mistake again. And it'll make us better, it'll make us smarter, and morally superior to anyone else. This could well be you going through these scenarios. And if it is, ask yourself, is your morals and self-worth and your self-respect worth all that goes hand-in-hand with cheating or with being the other person that knows that person is cheating on their spouse? You might be surprised to find yourself in both roles when you least expect it. Bottom line, lovelies, know your own worth. Don't be somebody's sloppy second. Don't play second to anybody, because being in second place, it will never get you to the finish line any faster. I thank you guys for listening to Talk the Tea with E. I love you. Push that follow button. Push that like button. And follow this. Follow Talk the Tea with E. I have so much to say. Share this with someone. They might be going through it, or they might know someone who's going through it. You guys have a very, very blessed day. I love you.
Girl, hold my hand. Hope you don't mind if I show you the way. Girl, hold my hand. Hope you don't mind if I show you the way. Girl, hold my hand. I promise you won't have some brighter days. Girl, hold my hand. Hope you don't mind if I show you the way.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Talk the Tea with E, a podcast powered by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries, in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. If you have show ideas or would like to be a guest on the show, remember to email us at talkthetwithe@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and tune in every week to get your dose of Talk the Tea with E. God bless and good night.